Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy. The weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the memes. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit from nobody. I actually expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into easy-to-digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. Today, I am going to be talking about Usted no va a entrar, which means you all are not going to enter. Of course, I'm talking about the caravan that they tried to bum rush into the United States. And of course you have all these all these liberals on Facebook talking about how it's racist and we need to let them in. I have a special guest coming on, but first, before we do all that, since it's the holiday season, I like to play this during the holidays to just get everyone's head properly screwed on.
This holiday season, instead of looking up deals on fucking TVs and rushing to stores to fight others to the death for the latest gadget, here's something to think about. Read from the Citizens' Rulebook, a summary of the Communist Manifesto. The Communist Manifesto represents a misguided philosophy which teaches the citizens to give up their rights for the sake of the common good. But it always ends in a police state. This is called preventative justice. Control is the key concept. Listen carefully. 1. Abolition of private property. 2. Heavy progressive income tax. 3. Abolition of all rights on inheritance. Confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. A central bank. Government control of communications and transportation. Government ownership of factories and agriculture. Government control of labor. Corporate farms. Regional planning. Government control of education. Can anyone notice this going on in the United States? In the Constitutional Republic of the United States? Something to think about. This has been a message from the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Happy holidays.
And what's up? This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. This is Louis B. Welcome back. I have my special guest on, Mr. Tim Nato. Tim, how you doing?
Good. How you?
I'm okay. The reason why I wanted to have you on is, you know, obviously because of the little dust-up we had on Facebook. Well, not between me and you, but
right.
You know, we actually came out, we have similar opinions on this whole migrant situation going on. And do you want to go into detail about what happened on Facebook or?
Well, it just, and as you were telling the girl, that she wasn't really answering any questions. She was just, you know, going off as she did. And I saw a lot of stuff that she had put down, a lot of people, you know, even a lot of Democrats are sitting there telling people, hey, they need to come in here legally, you know?
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with applying for asylum. You just do it the legal way. Yeah. And what happened there was a rush at the border. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people wonder why this is happening and everything like that. Believe me, I really believe it's a political stunt. And
oh, it is.
I think I had said a little bit about there. I went through the immigration situation myself. I was in the Philippines 6 years ago, met a beautiful girl, fell in love, trying to get her over here, and I'm going through that whole process right now, going through medicals, interviews, things like that, to get her over here. And it's unfair. It's nothing against Latino people, nothing against anybody of any other race, but why does one, you know, you have like, I think they're saying like 400 people a day are crossing the border illegally. And the Democrats, they don't sit there and say they support it, but they don't condemn it at the same time, you know?
Well, and it's kind of funny you mentioned the Democrats because you in that exchange, you said that you used to be a Democrat.
I voted for Obama the first time. I believed when he said in his speech that he was going to be the most transparent president of all time. And that was just basically a illusion that he presented, you know, and you could talk about the number of things going from Benghazi to the IRS and everything else, the Hillary Clinton emails, things like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I walked away from the party, you know, I'm still a liberal. Mm-hmm. I'm just a Republican liberal. I don't believe Democrats are liberal anymore. Liberal means you're open to other people's opinions.
Yeah.
And most Democrats, you don't believe in their opinion and they hate you.
So you would probably be considered a classical liberal, like a Jeffersonian liberal.
Right.
So
definitely more than a Jeffersonian liberal than a Jackson liberal.
I see.
Which is the ones that sit there and say, we're gonna take care of you. The same premise that they used during slavery, they're using today. And that is socialism will take care of you from cradle to grave. You know?
And and that's not sustainable at all. But, you know, the thing is, I mean, I want to call them neo-libs, these far leftists, which... In fact, you know, we both do comedy, so, you know, we run in across these people all the time. Oh, like, they're very generous. They're very generous with other people's shit.
Right.
They're like, oh, we need to do this. Okay, so why don't you open up your house and house them, clothe them, and feed them? Oh, you can't? Why can't you? I mean, doesn't charity start at home? I mean, if you want them here so bad, you know, hey, like, you know, my mom said, if you want a dog, you got to feed it and walk it.
Exactly.
And not to compare those people to animals. Well, even though some of them do act like animals. If you look how they crashed the Mexican border and hurt some of the federales. And it's kind of funny because a lot of the Mexicans over there, they don't want them there. They don't want. They don't want them there.
Tijuana, no. And why did they go to Tijuana? That's one of my big questions. Is why didn't they go to Brownsville, Texas? I think that's where it is, Brownsville, which would have been 1,000 miles shorter.
Oh, because
and the answer.
Because they would have gotten the ass political. Shot off. Yeah.
You know, it was a political move. They're being represented by people that associate with Mother Jones, which is a publication that's been around for years, that deals with progressives, socialists, communists, things like that.
Yeah.
You know? The whole point is everybody should have fair, there should be fair immigration policies. You know? It's not anything against Latino people. It's not anything against anybody of any country.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just the way it is. The big argument was that the Native Americans, you know, they let the Europeans in. Okay? But there was no immigration laws at the time.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's not like they really let them. They just showed up and they're like, "Yeah, all right, here, have some here's some coffee with some bread and butter, you know, enjoy yourselves." And then it's like, "Oh shit, what is that?" Oh, and it shoots and it kills. Damn.
Right. I mean, and you know, there's a big difference between the United States and Canada when it comes to their natives of Canada, which were basically the same as Native Americans, but just come from a different region. And they actually welcomed the French in. And I saw a post saying, somebody was saying about this post is disgusting because it was saying that the natives let them in, but they thought it was being used against the United States because they thought it was this was in United States history textbooks, but it was actually Canadian. Mm. And what they call their first people is what they call them. And it's saying they let them in and they actually made room for them because they welcomed the technological advances in farming and things like that, which was actually true in Canada. Mm. Not the same here in the United States, of course. But that's, you know, like that. They always sit there and try to blame white supremacy, things like that. And I'm actually not a white person. I'm an Ashkenazi Jew, which is a different race in itself. Even though I'm a Christian, but my race is Ashkenazi Jew. So that's a whole big story in itself.
Yeah, which is kind of funny because, you know, when I was at the May Day rally 2 years ago, here in New York City, you know, as much as they like to call people like me a Nazi, they're the ones that were screaming Israel go to hell and talking about the Zionists and whatnot. And I'm like, damn, I mean, who's really the Nazi here?
They'll turn on you in a heartbeat if you don't have the same opinion. It doesn't matter.
Oh.
You know, just like I was trying to explain to that girl, Betty Cook Scott, who was a Michigan representative running for office.
Mm.
Her opponent was an Asian woman.
Oh,
and she called her a ching chong, told her to go back to her country.
but
that was okay.
Yeah, you'll never hear that because, it's and I keep saying it's kind of funny. I'm going to sound like Jesse Lee Peterson right now. You know, it's amazing how...
Right.
It's amazing how, you know, they scream about, oh, this is homophobic or transphobic, yet they'll use that same language that they will condemn you for using to try to shame you. So,
right.
I mean, exactly. Look, I mean.
That shaming.
Yeah.
And that happened. That happened in Chicago. They had a lesbian march. And there were a group of Jewish lesbian women,
mm-hmm.
and they had the rainbow flag, and they had the Star of David in there.
Okay.
And they told them they couldn't be in the march because those people here in that march were actually supporting Palestine, which is totally not so crazy. For a gay person to support a group that actually wants them dead.
Yeah, it makes no sense. I mean, unless, you know, gay people evolve to grow wings and then, you know, then it won't be a problem. But I mean, it's you know, it would be, I don't know, what would it be like for a Puerto Rican?
I knew a couple Puerto Rican gay people. They're pretty fun.
And that's where
my liberal part is. I have no problem with gay people, gay marriage, things like that. I have gay friends that have problems with all the transgender crap. Because there's so many genders and stuff like that, or women should be able to in high school, girls should be able to dress in the boys' locker room if they feel that they're a boy, even though they're biologically a girl.
Yeah, you know, the boys would like that, though.
Well, a teacher, I don't remember where this was, but I read it. A teacher got fired because he would not stay in the locker room while there was a girl in there dressing with the boys. And because of his moral decisions, mm-hmm. he thought that would be wrong. And the school board fired him under those reasons.
Yeah. Going back to this whole with the immigration thing. Because we'll go on a whole tangent and then we'll I'll just end up bashing far leftists again. But what I find amazing is how, you know, these liberals that these far leftists, these virtual signalers, there you go, virtual signalers, they'll scream how we need to accept everyone, how there shouldn't be no borders, no USA at all. That's one of the chants they say. Yet they lock their doors, which a door is a border.
They live in their gated community,
which is a border. Women, they scream, the women that scream about, oh, we live in a rape culture, they wear panties. A panty is a border.
Right.
I mean, it's like you believe that a person does not have the right to invade your space without your permission. You know, that's not the same. Isn't it though? Isn't it not the same? Isn't it the same? I mean, we established that a certain part of land is governed under a certain set of laws, different from maybe another country that established certain borders that have certain sets of laws. Why is it that, like, you know, and especially when these migrants or these invaders, as Trump puts it, which honestly, is correct. You know, they Mexico gave them a chance to you know, stay there. They gave them they were willing to grant them asylum, had like job fairs, and some of them took them up on it. Some of them took them up on that offer. I mean, you would think they would be more comfortable there because Mexico is a Spanish speaking country. It would be easier for them to assimilate there than it would be for them to assimilate here. And, and of course, when you use that type of language, you're like, oh, that's racist. No. it's not.
And, of course, I mean, they can apply to come to the United States. Anybody can do that.
Yeah.
No. But the truth is, if we let anybody who wanted to come here just come in this country, the number of problems is incredible. But the one thing, the biggest problem is they did a poll a couple of years ago, and this was even on left wing Huffington Post, said that 134 million people would come to the United States. We're the number one country people would like to come to. Okay, so
that's nice.
We would be. How would we deal with that? 134 million people just coming into the country, jobs, things like that. You know,
I mean, I was watching some videos from Tim Pool and I forgot his first name, Alup, and I mean, they were both making the point is, it's going to drive down wages. And you're all these people that are so against slavery or bringing back slavery because, you know, that scream about slavery because they're not getting paid $15 an hour for pouring a fucking cup of coffee. You know, these people are going to get taken advantage of. Like, I mean, I'm, you know, in New York, there's like a ton of places where, you know, the Hasidics, especially in the Hasidic neighborhoods, which I know because I used to live near one, they would have all these illegal immigrants and they were getting paid low wages and they were working them like dogs.
Right. And yes, I've seen a documentary about that. You're correct.
I mean, I've seen it. I see it happen. And of course, you know, as a little kid, you know, we, you know, be a little scumbag. We would run up the block and scream, "La migra se viene!" And you see them run.
And we would, now, did you grow up in New York City?
Yeah.
Okay.
And okay. For those of that don't speak Spanish, "La migra se viene" is saying immigration is coming. So these guys will drop what they're doing.
And they'll flee.
And they'll flee. And the Hasidic Jews will look at you like, "You motherfucker. Who's going to stock all these fucking oranges?"
I noticed recently you had posted a link about Yvette Filarco, which is one of the big leaders of the Antifa.
Yeah.
And the BAM movement. Yeah. And believe it or not, she's an American-born Filipino woman who hates her native country so much that she called the Filipino people the N-word of the Asian continent. Okay.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I'm not trying to sound tough, but if that bitch fucking hit me like she hit that white boy, she would have been picking up her teeth. I'm like, yo, like, no. There's only one woman on this planet that has the right to put her hands on me in a violent way, and even she doesn't do that anymore because I'm grown. and that's the woman that birthed me. Other than that, my mom said, "Look, if a woman is man enough to hit a man, she's man enough to take a hit from one." All right, mom. But yeah, like no. Just because you don't like what I say does not give you the right to put your hands on me. And again, I'm sorry that your little baby got gassed when you tried to bum rush the border with him. But in the words of that one recording from the helicopter when they shot up that Iraqi journalist, who brings kids to a war zone?
Right. Exactly. And she did because I would bet money that she was basically being told what to do and that she got money from these groups, and that's what her job was. There was one picture, and I wish it'd be a clearer picture because you can see on the left side of the picture a guy kind of like dragging a kid to go rush that border. Like, the kid didn't want to go. So they were using these children as pawns.
No.
And if they don't see that, then they're just following blindly. You know? So I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, some of these kids probably don't even belong to the adults that they're with.
And it happened under the Obama administration. Yeah. They actually handed up, not far from me in Ohio, they handed some kids off to a guy saying he was their uncle, like 7 or 8 kids, and he put them to work on this farm. They didn't go to school. They were basically, weren't sex trafficking, but they were trafficking to do jobs on a farm.
And honestly, that sex trafficking stuff happens a lot. I mean, you know, I still remember this one story, and I'm still trying to find the article. But a few years back, they shut down a child porn ring on Long Island, and it was most of them were illegal immigrants. The fact is, you know, we're not trying to stop immigration. Come in the right way. You need to get vetted. We don't want scumbags coming in here. It's not racist. It's like you can't just come willy-nilly running up in here because, like, what I've noticed, when you work for something, you appreciate it. You take care of it.
Right.
And you see that with people who are, you know, who did the work to become citizens. They take the oath. They learn the laws. They learn the language. They learn the history. They have a deep appreciation of becoming a citizen here of this country, and they do what they got to do. And honestly, right. and not to sound, I guess, virtue signally myself, but it kind of warms the heart when I see them taking the oath of citizenship. When you see that video and you see the pride, you see the pride in their eyes, and I'm like, yes, do the work. This is what it is to be an American. You know, you shit is not supposed to get handed to you. You don't appreciate shit handed to you. Just look at the state of the project buildings. You know, like, I don't know if you've been to the projects here in New York, but you know
people been around them.
Yeah, I mean, people they graffiti up their places where they live. They pee in the elevator. They fuck up their building, and they live there. Me, I freaking pay my own rent. I clean my apartment at least 3 times a week because I don't want to live in filth, and I don't piss in my building because I like where I live. I want to be in a clean place. I want to be respectful of the place where I lay my head at.
Let me ask you, do you think that's more of a culture thing, though?
No, because you know what? Okay. No, because it depends on what you mean by culture, because because I was raised a certain way, and I know some people who do live in the projects who are raised a certain way, and they don't do that nonsense.
Right.
It's not so much that they take pride, but they live respectfully.
Right.
It's just that most of the time when you're given something for free or, fuck it, I'm going to sound racist. I don't care anymore. But when, like, these people that shit out kids just to get on welfare, and I'm not even going to say, oh, which race, so, you know, come to your own conclusions. You know, because it could be.
I have a friend of mine who's a lesbian, and she's that race, and she will tell you straight out, it's a thing for young guys to have more baby mamas. It makes them feel like adults. And I hate to say that, but it's true.
Yeah, but you know what makes you feel like an adult? Having a fucking job and paying bills.
Exactly.
You don't need to. You don't need to make a life. And have them live a freaking difficult life struggling. That's why that's why at 35 I don't have kids myself, because it, like, I can't afford to take care of a kid yet with the money I make. Right. I'm taking care of myself, and I'm not gonna be cruel to bring another life into this world for it to struggle.
I actually remember the comedy club you were at, you kind of said a joke about that too.
I forget.
Talking about put your kid on layaway plan or something like that, right?
Oh, yeah. I want to, because I'm 35, Puerto Rican, no kids, which makes me the unicorn of my species.
Right.
My father keeps nagging me for grandkids, but I don't want to have one under under a layaway plan.
Right, exactly. There you go.
Yeah.
We all got those one jokes that always work no matter what. And,
it's like, you know.
For me, it's my daughter. My daughter, she's out of college now, but I kept on saying the same joke for so long.
Yeah.
Saying that my daughter had, I had the sex talk with my daughter, and it was a little awkward because she's 20, I said she was 20, and she's been a slut since she was 15.
Oh, nice.
You know, And she loves that joke, you know. And my daughter's favorite joke.
Yeah, my dad loves that joke so much that he tells it himself, but he tells it wrong.
Right.
And he's like, "Oh, go tell him the joke." I'm like, "Dad, you fucked it up.
Yeah.
It's not going to be funny now. I'm just going to get a smile and nod like a jackass. Like if you just say, tell the joke, and I'll tell the joke properly." Instead of having you struggle for 15 minutes, telling the punchline first.
Right.
And just, like.
They try. Yeah. They try. So, that's all that matters. So, now, are your parents, are they more conservative?
My mom is. My parents are divorced. My mom, okay. I was raised Jehovah's Witness.
Okay.
So that, like, really, really conservative. Really conservative. That's cool. My father's a good Catholic. He only eats fish on Fridays.
Right. Same with my dad.
Has not been to church in many, 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 many moons. Except unless there's a quinceañera where you know, there's free food.
There you go.
And apparently, yeah, yeah. And you know, and he's friends with the parents, or he knows somebody that knows somebody. So you know, that's the only time he'll go to a church. But other, you know, all I know is if I was to ever come out gay, my father would kill me. So I guess that's really conservative.
There you go.
Yeah.
I was actually my dad's 90 years old, just turned 90.
Oh wow.
A couple months ago, and he's really intelligent. Went to college and got two different degrees, one while he was raising his family even. And I was telling you I'm Ashkenazi Jewish, but I didn't actually know that for most of my life.
Oh, wow.
I was adopted at birth. And they didn't know my birth parents or anything like that. They were told I'm half Italian, half Irish. And then about 5 years ago, I got very, very ill. And I got this rare autoimmune disease called pemphigus vulgaris, which is as ugly as it sounds because I had blisters all over my body. And the first thing they said to me was, "Do you know you're Jewish?" So, so we did a DNA test finally and found out I was 78%. Ashkenazi Jew and 0% Italian.
So when the checks come in from from the Zionist conspiracy group, did you get your cut?
Yeah.
Are you in charge?
I haven't got any checks yet.
Are you in charge of a bank or a studio?
Well, I always use that, and sometimes I feel bad about using it, but, you know, I grew up in a white family, but now I find out Ashkenazi Jew is a totally different race. You're not white at all, you know? So I kind of use that against people when they always talk about white supremacy.
Yeah, don't
supremacy,
worry.
White supremacy. I couldn't think of the word. And I always just say, what's that have to do with me, you know? So.
Oh yeah, as you see what I look like, I'm pretty brown, and I just love how, like, especially that girl's friends, young girl, she's older than me. So because I've debated her too, and they try to come in with that whole white supremacy thing, and I just post my picture. I'm like, this, I'm a white supremacist.
Right.
Like how?
Exactly.
How? How?
Yeah.
Tell me, when am I going to be allowed to run something?
Like, right. Exactly.
You know, I get darker in the sun. Like, what are we talking about here? If anything, you're the one that's suppressing me with your whiteness.
Right.
And it's, you know.
Are you right? Some about the one girl that acted like she was a Black Panther and her boyfriend was white.
I'm talking about she.
There's nobody else.
Oh yeah, let me. Okay, let's. Okay, I guess I got to do the jokes.
I'm going on a tangent here. I'm sorry.
You want me to do the jokes? Damn it, where did I put it? I was like, yo, black far leftist, if you are dating or married to an American white colonizer, you can't claim Wakanda to argue with me about 45 as a threat to you, sellout.
Right.
And, you know, the Black Panther is, you know, the movie. Because, you know, she was like trying to make a threat, like saying that she was like a Midori from the Midori character, the female warrior character in Black Panther.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, and then I go in her profile and she's like with like the whitest white dude on the planet that looks like he generates light. You know, or at least, like, or he gets like sunburnt in the moonlight. I mean, that's how white this poor guy was.
Right.
She wants to be like, I'm black and I'm proud. I'm like, you're not that proud. You're just not.
There you go. You get them, and you see it more in New York probably. And I don't. I've been sick lately, so I haven't done comedy in a while. But when I did, I didn't really do any political. People always look at me and say, oh, you're from Kentucky. Well, I'm actually right across the river. Like, literally, I can see downtown Cincinnati out my back window.
Oh, okay.
And so most of my stuff was always done in Ohio. Or the Funny Bone, which was on the levee, but now that's moved to Ohio. But I didn't get political, and I think a lot of comedians have lost half their audience by being political.
Well,
the
thing is, I mean, like, and I've told this story on this show before, because I did an open mic a few weeks back, and almost every comic were like, oh, doing Trump this, Trump that, oh, I'm gay, I'm lesbian, I'm bi, da 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 da. Like, okay. So then I go up, I do my most offensive material. I go, I want to start a, you know, I do that joke, like, I'm 35 Puerto Rican, no problem, blah, 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 blah. And then I'm like, I want to start my own theme park, and the main attraction would be the Whitney Houston Barbie Christina log flume ride.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then at the end, I'm like, look, since everyone's been coming out the closet, it made me feel comfortable admitting something on stage. I voted for Trump, and I'm still happy with my fucking decision. Good night, everybody.
And you probably get it like the half the applause, right?
It's like, no, so some people laugh. They're like, oh my God. And of course, the host of the show, she was like, oh, thank you for killing the vibe. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, really? Really? It's like, it's more brave for me to do that than it is for someone to like come out and say like, oh, well, I'm gay and I suck like 10 dicks. Like, okay. Okay. That's how's that funny?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, congratulations, you get laid. I mean, you know, go mazel tov, I guess. I mean, what do you want me to do?
Right. They make it a celebration that you had sex, you know, with somebody of your own sex.
Yeah.
So, there you go. You're not important enough unless you do that.
Yeah, I like to fuck fat chicks. Where's my parade?
There you go.
I don't even get a fucking float. I don't get a fucking float. Like, I'll be waving.
I like girls with big butts. And that's why I like the girl from the Philippines, because, see, that's something I got to thank the Latino people for. You know that, right?
Yeah, you are.
Because Spanish and Mexicans both controlled the Philippines for years. Okay?
Yeah, but Mexican
so
women don't
they
got,
ended up that's Mex- why yeah. Filipino people, they're kind of really not totally Asian. They're like half Asian, half Latino.
Yeah. I mean, but the thing is with Mexican women, a lot of them, they have asses so flat that when they wear a thong, it looks like a brief. That's just the nature.
I don't know why that's true. I don't know why that is. But then I don't know. I mean, if that has something to do coming from the Aztec portion.
I guess it's, you know, they I don't know. I got nothing. I got nothing. I was gonna say.
So of course, when you put Asian and Latino together, I always joke around and say my girlfriend's like she's like a ninja with an attitude, you know.
Yeah.
So, if I ever have to have her give me a shot, I'd rather do it myself.
Yeah.
You know. So, but yeah. Anyways, back to this. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I can't see. I always see the people argue for them coming across the border. You're talking about 6,000 people that they wanted to come through and be sought up as refugees and stuff like that. And thank God we didn't get Hillary in there. Hillary wanted to take in 60,000 Muslim refugees. And that's on. She said it. She said it in her interview. She would take 10,000 is not enough. I would go for 60,000. Okay?
And honestly, you know, and to me, look, first of all, I'm not going to hate on the Muslim religion because, first of all, they view Jesus as a brother. They love Jesus. That's the thing. But the thing is, I don't know what sect, if there is a sect or if this is just if this really is mainstream Islam. But this whole female circumcision thing.
That doctor in Michigan.
That to me is gruesome. Like I don't like that's the one thing I just can't as a libertarian. I just can't be like, yeah, okay, well, you know, it's their religion. That's what they have to do. Like, no. If she wants,
if they want to get it done after she's 18, that's fine.
Like after she's like she makes a decision herself. But the thing is, I mean, it's just, to me, it just seems like hatred towards women. That's just hatred towards women because, what, you want to cut off her clitoris so that way she can't experience sexual pleasure.
Because according to the Quran, that's not her job. That's their argument for it. I'm just telling you the argument for it.
Well, if that's
according to the Quran, they're considered in Arab countries, women are considered second class citizens. Okay. It may be turning around some, but I got a feeling it's going to take 200, 300 years before it totally turns around. But, you know, the laws are still the laws of the Sharia laws. Like if an Arab woman, Muslim woman gets raped, she has to have at least 6 Muslim witnesses to testify on her behalf before she can even charge a person with rape in most Arab countries.
I mean, so, the thing is, if a woman's sexual pleasure is a sin, why did God create women with that appendage, that part of them that makes them feel pleasure in sex in the first place? If you're just going to make them cut it off, that's just. And I say the same thing about male circumcision. I mean, you know, maybe because, you know, some dudes don't know how to clean themselves down there. That, you know, it has to, you know, they gotta like, you know, they gotta like trim it off, you know, a little off the sides, you know.
Well, were you born a Catholic, basically, or at start raised a Catholic, or no?
No, I was not. I was
Jehovah's Witness?
Yeah. I mean, even though I was circumcised as a baby, because, you know, I was born in, the hospital doesn't exist, but it's like Brooklyn Jewish. So they're like, oh, you know, it's going to. It's going to prevent him from catching STDs and da-da-da-da-da. He's gonna be cleaner, less chance of infections. So my mom was like, okay, a little off the top. So, I mean, I don't remember it, so, you know.
There you go, same with me. Yeah. I don't remember actually. Shoot, I think I don't remember even hearing about circumcision
until I was maybe in my 20s or something. So, that's kind of weird because I joined the Army at 17.
Thank you for your service.
I just don't remember it. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, yeah, but I mean, I don't see the argument that says those people should come in, and that girl I kept on trying to, and I don't think I knew I saw all her hatred for Trump, you know? So it really wasn't about that.
And honestly, I just think she, you know, a lot of these, especially comics here, they've just got mm-hmm. into politics like 2 weeks ago and they don't understand it. Me, I've been into politics since, 2006, and, you know, and it kind of, in fact, a little bit earlier than that, and it started off with me becoming a 9/11 conspiracy theorist, and me diving into a lot of this stuff, and going down the rabbit hole, and listening and reading about all these theories and whatnot, and, you know, reading a few chapters in Behold a Pale Horse by William Cooper, who died November 5th, may he rest in peace. And just watching all the documentaries and then figuring out what political ideology I most agreed with, which, you know, when Ron Paul was running, looked into libertarianism, and it made the most sense to me. And it's leave people alone and they leave you alone. And, you know, as long as you're not stealing, killing anybody else or defrauding anybody else, you know, it's all good.
Right. Otherwise, and there's bad people of every race. There is.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah,
a lot of people kind of, well, there's Asians in this country that are here illegally too, and there are. Mm. And they need to be caught and they need to be deported.
Yeah.
You
got Russians that are here illegally and they need to be deported. I mean, it's.
Right. People come over here on a tourist visa or a student visa. I think there does need to be immigration reform. And we need to not. This is one thing that bothers me, okay, is that people from Australia and people from England can just come over here with a passport. And there's other countries like the Philippines that can't. And considering we actually controlled the Philippines, we're not letting them come over here. And I guess I'm being a little prejudiced in that matter, but I love the Philippines. If I could live in the Philippines, I would. When I went there, the southern island of the Philippines called Mindanao, which is one of the most beautiful islands on the earth, you know, it's rainforest and it's gorgeous, but I don't know.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
immigration, you know, for a reason.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, it's always a couple. Oh, you're racist. You're this. I'm like, when you read her stuff, she's like, she doesn't know that much about politics, and that's what I've noticed. A lot of these people are, they're just bandwagon jumpers, and you know, and hey, look, it's caused me not to get booked a lot, if at all, here in New York,
right,
to do anything. I mean, which is fine. I'll just work harder and get funnier. But you know, they come together and they all have the same argument, which is why we use the term NPCs now.
Mm-hmm.
The non-player characters, they all have the same canned responses. They think they're so smart, they're so intellectual, but they all sound the same. Especially in the comedy community, they all say the same type of jokes. They all, you know, there's no distinction. So then here comes my ass that actually tries to do something different, because I've been sitting at an open mic watching them, getting more and more bored and fed up. So I'm just like, all right, let's just blow this place up real quick. Like, let's do something let's do something completely from left field. because I'm frustrated, and I hope someone does try to come up to me because I got something for them. Like, you bunch of carpenters.
Yeah, be careful. You got to be careful in New York, though.
I'm from
New York. New Yorker.
I'm from New York. Oh. I am from New York. A lot of these motherfuckers, a lot of these motherfuckers are a bunch of goddamn carpetbaggers from the Midwest that couldn't take it in the South because, you know, they wanted to, you know, toot on another man's dick and, you know, they got, it was looked down upon and it's like, okay, wait, welcome to New York where, hey, I was here, I saw two buildings fall. I give no fucks about what your feelings are.
Right.
It's like I like, you know, you I was here for the first attack. I was 10 years old when the first attack happened. I remember seeing the hole in the World Trade Center with the first bombing.
That makes me feel old. So you were 10 years old?
Yeah, 93.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it's
I was 20.
Oh, well, congratulations.
I left out of Queens at about 4 o'clock in the morning on that day, actually. I used to drive a truck for Yellow Freight, and I went back and didn't even know about what happened until I got back to Ohio. Mm. So.
Yeah, it was scary. It was scary. I mean, you know, 10, it's like... And then, you know, that kind of stuck with me. And I went to high school a block away from the World Trade Center. And I kept making jokes. I was like, well, I don't know, maybe it's your joke or an observation. But I was like, yo, if we ever hit again, we're screwed. And then as soon as I graduate that September of, it's like, oh, shit, we are screwed.
Right.
And then we have like a whole generation of kids that are growing up now that are coming of age that don't know what freedom is like, and that's kind of sad. Like,
right.
that's when we had I think we're part of the last generation that knew what true freedom of speech was, where we live by the words. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Man the fuck up. Man the fuck up. Like, so what? He says something about your mother. Does he know your mother?
Yeah.
Now you got
exactly.
All these. Now you got all these fucking people, like, you know, so worried about speech, and to the point where you have these people, you know, that they're fed up. But they do lame racist jokes without even any punchline.
Yeah.
Like I done a show where I got fed up with people on my side on the right constantly making Jewish jokes, and it's like you're really just being hateful. There is no point.
Right.
There's no point in your joke. It's not even a joke. You're just stating the same shit that's been said about Jewish people. And putting LOL next to it, like, oh well, the Jews run the media. LOL. I'm like, whoa, hey. I mean, yeah. Of course, it gets worse than that, but you know,
right?
And it's like, okay.
And then you got people, and like that girl said, she said she didn't support Louis Farrakhan, but look at all the people.
Oh yeah.
Trump denounced the KKK. Trump, even before running president, said he would never have any dealings with David Duke.
Yeah.
Okay. And here we got Louis Farrakhan, who met when Obama was a senator. He met with him. Keith Ellison, the vice chair, and wacko Maxine Waters. Mm-hmm. He goes to Iran and is a guest at their parliament, and he calls all the Jews termites. And leads a chant of death to America. Okay, I mean, this guy, I'm sorry, but he's not a good person at all.
No, he really isn't.
And I mean, and the Black Democratic Caucus was asked to condemn him and they will. They refused.
Of course not. Of course not, because you know why? It's you know, certain racism is socially acceptable. They'll condemn you for saying, hey, maybe we need to follow the laws here, or if you want to change them, like Trump did. Hey, when it came to the Dreamers, you want to change it? It's not up to me to write a fucking executive order. It's up to Congress to actually do its goddamn job and create a law. It's your job right to do it. Like, that's basically what he's saying. He's like, oh, you're separating children. And then when you mention, you mean the same shit that was going on with Clinton? The same shit that was going on under Bush? You mean the same shit that was going on under Obama? And no one said nothing until it was on his feet? And then you expect him to change it, like right then and there? And then it's like you have to question. Then you get mad when he questions, okay, well, what about these kids that are just kidnapped by coyotes and just brought mm-hmm. over here and used like Willy Wonka golden
drug
ticket?
Deals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's this, there was this porn cam girl that got me blocked off of Twitter because she was attacking a frequent guest on my show, and I defended her. She got me blocked right for 7 days. And she's a dreamer, but she was trafficked here. And she and you expect special privileges? First of all, it's a privilege that you're even being allowed to stay here and not being shipped back immediately. Which,
exactly,
honestly, should happen. And I'm saying this as a Latino. Yes, I'm Puerto Rican. Yes, my people could come fly here and do whatever and come here, and they're citizens. That's the law.
Yeah.
You want the law changed? Write your congressman. Write your congressman,
exactly.
And if enough of you make a ruckus, which apparently it didn't because we got Senate. So
I knew we were going to lose the House, though.
That's fine. That's fine, because we'll get it back when they fuck up. I mean, I'm evacuating New York, because like now that we got, like now that Cuomo the homo got reelected for a third term here, we got Bill de Blasio, you know, we got, you know, they don't want to fix anything. The Democrats don't want to fix anything. There was like, and also the Republicans don't want to fix nothing, especially here in New York. I've said it before. I mean, I think in certain states where they have a stronghold, it's a lot better off. But when in blue states, the Republicans don't want to do jack crap. They put up weak candidates. And the dude that was running against Ocasio-Cortez, he didn't do no type of Pappas. That's his name, Pappas. He didn't do no type of campaigning. Which it would have been so easy for him to make her look like an idiot, because she was saying some dumb shit. But it's like, oh, well, you know, I'll give you free this. I'll give you free that. I'll give you free this. It's like you got a whole, and you're saying it to a whole bunch of, you know, elderly Puerto Rican, elderly Hispanic people that are not going to go to college. Like what? You're 65 years old. You're going to go get your GED. I mean, get your PhD. Get the fuck out of here. You ain't doing that, Grandma. You ain't doing that. All you're going to do is leave in a big tax bill for me. And then Cuomo, his campaigning was, we must resist Trump. Okay, that's fine and dandy. How's that going to get the train here on time? How are you going to fix the MTA that's going to jack up, that's planning on jacking up the fare next year? And they still don't fix the problem. Like, oh, you're gonna stay quiet. Okay, so you're not helping me. You just want a virtue signal saying that you hate Trump and that's your whole position. And how
resist?
Yeah, how? And yet, most of the people that he surrounds himself with are either in trouble for corruption or going to jail for corruption or already in jail for corruption. They surround him, yet he's not going to jail for corruption. Huh. Yep. He's not even charged. I'm like, you mean to tell me
right.
he has all these criminals around him and he wasn't involved? I mean, come on. Freaking, like you mentioned, David Duke mentioned his name and, yeah. and they want to freaking throw Trump under the bus. Like,
exactly. But if you mention Farrakhan's name and you actually put him with people, mm-hmm. they don't even want to hear it.
Anyways, I want to play this quick clip. This is from one of the Mexican protesters in Tijuana.
Okay.
We're not here to cause any violence. We're just here to let these people know that they're not welcome in a country where they violated our frontiers, our borders.
What
people have been helping them all along their journey, and the only thing they have done is left a mess and complaint. They complain about the food that our people have given them out of the kindness of their heart. When our own people are hungry, you know? So we're not going to take that. They're very ungrateful. They come here, they violate our laws, they violated our borders, and they demand what they get. They're nobody to demand anything here. We have our own problems, you know?
What do you want the Mexican government to do?
To send them back. To send them back and help our people first. Help our people. We're going through a crisis right now. Nayarit, the Sierras in Chihuahua, Sonora, Chiapas. We have a crisis in our hands. And they get more help after they violated our borders. They get more help than our own people. That's very unfair. I'm not mad at Trump for what he's doing. He's got to defend his country. Well, we got to defend ours from these people because this is an invasion. This isn't a migrant caravan. Don't get it twisted. It's wrong. This is an invasion. Once you dropped those borders, once you went through those borders of violence, it became an invasion.
We're not too happy with that.
And what's your name, sir?
Myself. My name is Guadalupe Arangure.
Yep.
So the Mexicans are basically, you know what? If you change that guy's voice to an American accent, they would be calling that guy a racist today.
They probably still would because that's how far leftists are. They call me a racist. Yeah. They call me a white supremacist, right. And I got dark. I'm dark as hell. I mean, it's like the one thing he touched on. We got people here that we got veterans here starving on the street. We got veterans on the street right now in New York City in the cold, which. I'm ashamed I don't have enough money to help them. When I see them, if I got cash on me, I'm freaking buying them something to eat. Fuck it. I'll even buy them some fucking alcohol because you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah. Like, make them happy for a little while.
Fuck it.
You know?
Fuck it. Like, who that? Right. Like, who that? Like, no. You deserve a fucking drink, my friend. Thank you for your service. Right. You deserve a drink. Like, I'm sorry I don't have room for you. I'm sorry, you know, we're not, you know, they're children starving in the streets. I mean, we got, right. you know, it's, you know, we, you know, yet we're so, we need to help these poor migrants. How's about we help our people first? We make sure our people are taken care of. In fact, how's about you? We first take care of the people that this government promised to take care of, the people that went and fought in these wars that a lot of them I don't agree with. I don't agree with Iraq, right. but I'm not going to shit on a soldier.
Yeah, when you're in the military, you do what they tell you.
I'm not going to shit on a soldier. I'm not going to shit on anyone. I'm going to shit on my government for sending them out there. But whatever they were promised, they're owed. It is not to me what they're promised, what veterans are promised. They're not entitlements to me.
Right.
I don't see those as entitlements. I see that as you were promised, and that's something you are owed. You earned it. You worked for it. Unfortunately, some lost a limb.
Right.
Or that, like, that one Congress guy, was he Congress or Senator? I believe he was a Senator in Texas. That,
The one that they made fun of on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
Lost his eye?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. He's a congressman.
Oh, okay.
Congressman. Yeah. I'm almost sure. But yeah.
Like, he, you know, some of them are not lucky enough to, like, be able to, like, regroup and do that. But I mean, that's a badass. I mean, that's textbook badass. I mean, you lost an eye, and you know, you could just pretty much chill at home and collect it, and no one will look down on you. It's like, well, you know, he took an IED to the face. I mean, he could do whatever the fuck he wants.
Exactly. They should get free. They should get free medical for life.
Exactly.
They've been and they should get rid. Honestly, I mean, I don't want to talk about my other job or anything like that, but I actually deal with a medical clinic in Tulsa and Oklahoma City, and that's what I do. But I get calls from people that are veterans that have thing problems and stuff like that, and what we do, the Veterans Administration does not help them with. And they shouldn't even have to go. They shouldn't have to pay for medical. And if we handled this immigrant problem, and I know it would still cost a lot of money, but we would save more money than letting all these people come into this country.
Yeah.
And it's not it's not an immigrant problem. It's an illegal immigrant problem.
Yeah.
Okay. And just here in Ohio, they just busted a whole place. They hired them to do food packing and stuff like that and send them back to Mexico. They'll get on a federal plane. They'll be in a federal prison in Oklahoma, actually. And then they'll fly them over to El Paso, Texas, and they'll fly them over there. And then they'll come back. And that's what they do. Because they know they can make more money over here. And the Mexican government, the problem is with the Mexican government, they don't mind them coming over here because they make more money and they're sending their money home. Mm. So it goes back to the Mexican government. If they come here legally and make money and send it home, I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah, I mean,
As long as they do it legally.
That's the thing. If they do that, why don't they put a tax on it.
What they should do, one thing that they should do is get these cash transfer places like Western Union,
yeah,
to make these people have an actual United States identification, whether they're a legal resident or a citizen,
yeah,
before they can send money out. It would stop a lot. It would slow it down. Wouldn't totally stop it. They'd find other ways.
Yeah.
But it would slow it down, you know. But again, they would call that racism, just like when they do with saying you have to have an ID to vote.
Yeah,
white Democrats.
Yeah.
I try not to say liberal anymore because I don't think they're liberal. The white Democrats, they'll sit there and tell you it's racism because black people can't afford an ID. And I saw a video where they went into Harlem,
yeah,
and everybody there had IDs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I played that clip last week when I was interviewing a Proud Boy, Tiny mm-hmm. Tose. He's in Seattle, and you know, it's like the racism that me and him come across. It's like, oh, you know, but you're brown. You should be a Democrat. Why? Oh,
right.
You're voting against your own interest. Or how other comics have called, other white comics have called me a race traitor.
Right.
I'm like, wait. The hell do you know about my race? The hell do you know about my culture? For the most part, Puerto Ricans, you know, since a lot of them grew up Catholic, they are very conservative. The only reason why they're Democrat is because they've been tricked into thinking that's what you gotta be, and you know, you get free shit.
Right.
You get
free. That's it right there. Free shit. Alexandria, what is her name? Ocasio-Cortez. Mm-hmm. That's how she won her election. Free shit. And then she said she couldn't afford an apartment in Washington, D.C., but forgot that she had to disclose her bank account, which said she had $15,000 in her bank account. You know?
So, oh, yeah, and that was
I know I don't have
one of the, that's one of the arguments I got in there, because I commented on her when she posted that. I'm like, well, yeah. I guess it's time for her to make some coquito and some pasteles, which are two Puerto Rican, well, one's a Puerto Rican drink, another one's a Puerto Rican food, which during the holidays, you know, you have all these grandmothers, they make that to make some extra money on the side. They you know, they like start advertising, like, hey, put your orders in. You know, and I'm like, hey, make some extra money doing that with your grandmother. And her friends who are white jumped in and like, oh, that's racist. I'm like, wait, what? Excuse me? Do you know what that is? Do you know what that reference is? How's that racist? Oh, right. Because you used the word abuela. I'm like,
Like,
honestly, just call me a spick and just let me hit you in the face. It'd be quicker for you to call me a spick. I mean, honestly, saying abuela is a racist term now. It's like, holy shit.
I don't know any of those ones. I do have a. As I ask you, you're in New York. Are you a Yankee or a Met?
Oh, Yankee.
Yankee.
Yeah, I'm the black stepbrother. Sheep. I'm the black sheep of the family. Most.
Oh, they're all Mets fans.
Yeah, my father said the Mets fans are like, oh, how can you be a Yankee fan? All your family are Mets. I'm like, well, Dad. I mean, the first baseball game I went to was a Yankee game. They won. You took me to a Met game, which you got the tickets for free at the door. At the door, because there was some dude there was a dude sitting at, like, standing there in a superhero costume for a radio show, just handing out free fucking tickets.
Right.
We go in, and they lost to the Brewers. The fuck? What are my choices here? First Yankee
game. If it was in the 1980s, that would have been understandable, but not today.
Like, I went my first Yankee game. It was nice summer day. Got my ball signed by Catfish Hunter before he passed away.
Yeah.
You know, and then. You know, but then I go, it's freaking cold as shit. It's the beginning of the season. It was raining. It was nasty. It was two rain delays. And they still lost. I was cold. I was pissed off. Yeah, I'm a Yankee. I'm a Yankee fan. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The fuck you mean?
I've got a stepbrother that is a huge Yankee fan. That's like all he talks about, you know? And he always talks about he wants to go live in New York. And I try to explain to him, I said, New York's a whole different world. It's not like the United States.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Well, you know, you don't really have to travel around the world to, like, find different cultures. You just go to different neighborhoods. This is why I, when I see Japanese people, I go konnichiwa, and they're like, oh shit,
right?
Or I go to this Polish neighborhood, I go dzień dobry, jak się masz? They're like, oh shit. I go to the Russian neighborhood, I go privet, they go, oh shit, like they laugh. I go to the Middle Eastern neighborhood, go salam aleikum, and like, hey, what's up?
That's a good thing about growing up in New York, though. Where most people don't get that opportunity.
Go to the French neighborhood, go bonjour. or Bonacera. Yeah, it's like, yeah, yeah. Bonjour, mon ami. And like, hey. You know,
right.
You know, exactly. You don't got to travel. You don't got to, like, hop on a plane and be there for years.
No.
You know, flying in the air to get to these places. And, you know, you meet different people. I mean, it is a melting pot. And that's what I like about New York. You know, you don't got to go far to see different cultures.
Yeah.
You know, just don't come here. Just come here respectfully and you're all good.
Yeah. I saw a video of a Korean pop group, all female group. Mm. It's like all I listen to is these girls. I love them. And they disbanded already. But they were in New York City at Times Square.
Yeah.
The place was packed. You know?
Yeah. You just like Asian women.
Huh?
You just like Asian women.
I never had like this Asian fetish or anything. I never did. I never thought about it before.
And the lie detector determined that was a lie. You're marrying an
No,
Asian
I
woman.
Mean, yes, I am. And she was actually, see what it was, and you've seen it, I'm sure you've seen the video, Gangnam Style, right?
Yes.
Okay, so my girlfriend said something about Gangnam Style years ago, and I said, what's that? She goes, you don't know? And I said, I didn't know, you know? And so she sent me the video, and watched the video. At the end of the video, there's a girl dancing with Psy, and her name is Kim Hyuna. And I, like, got addicted to her. So that's all I started watching. And then she was in a group, and so I got addicted to the group. But honestly, I'm not that big on Asian food. I'm a picky eater. So, I don't
and
know. Maybe, but.
I'm now following her on Instagram. Thank you very much.
Kim Hyuna?
Yep.
She's, her videos are sexy and everything like that. But the real person that she is not. That's the whole thing. Look into that. If you ever get a chance, you want to study something, study K-pop music, because it's a totally different culture of music and how they run things. She was part of the Cube, which is an entertainment group. They were not allowed to date anybody, things like that. And they all had to live in an apartment that there were no men allowed into, you know, and they had a totally different way of doing stuff. But their videos are really cool.
Alrighty.
So.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Like to thank you for coming on. Let's just end this right here because.
Yeah.
Yeah, going on.
You got it.
Yeah.
Okay, Louie.
Yeah, I'd like to thank you for coming on. Where can people find you if you're doing anything you want to promote?
I'm not right now. I'm going to get back into it. I've been writing a lot. Hopefully, actually, I've got there is a screenplay for a sitcom that's actually about a straight Republican bartender who works in a gay bar in Cincinnati called Queen City. And hopefully, I worked at a gay bar for 4 years, and it was a lot of fun and got to meet a lot of women. And most of them didn't have a penis, so that was good.
Last call, queerbos.
Good luck on that.
Last call.
I'm kidding about that.
get your drinks in, queerbos.
Go to Thailand. You don't know which ones they are either. But I'm not doing anything, but hopefully soon again I'll be back out there when I get better. Okay? Right. So thanks for having me on.
Thanks
been
for
a pleasure.
Coming on. Yep.
And send me a thing where I can listen to the podcast and everything, and I'll get it out, too.
Will do.
Okay?
All right.
Okay, Louie. Right. Thank you.
No problem. So, yeah, that was...
Okay. Bye. Yes.
That was Tim Nato for coming on. Before I close out the show, I want to play this song by Someday Static, and then we'll close out the show. This is I Would by Someday Static.
Tell you a little story that I know.
song I would. Unfortunately, you can't find them anywhere because they broke up, but they still play their music because they're fantastic, and hopefully miracles happen and they get back together and they start making new music. Anyways, that's been the Crowd Shot Radio Show. Like to thank everyone for listening. Like to thank Tim Nader for coming on. It was a blast having him on. I love having people, having great conversations with them, joking around, having fun. That's what it's all about. And look, when we go to other people's countries, we respect their laws. We respect their customs. We don't go in there demanding stuff. Hell, when I go to a friend's house, I don't go there demanding anything from them. I don't go in there telling them how they live their lives, how they're going to treat me. If they share their food with me, I don't complain. I just thank them. I eat it, and I'm polite, and I'm thankful for their kindness. You know, if you want to break bread with me, if you're kind enough to invite me into your house, into your place, into your inner sanctum, the last thing I'm going to do is shit all over it or break in and demand things. It's wrong. It is wrong. And it's like, oh, it's very myopic for you to use those terms. But we are a nation of laws. And your first impression is you breaking down the gates and trying to rush in and demand shit? No. Absolutely not. And I know if it was the other way around, we would be expected to fix our own country if shit got bad, because other countries wouldn't accept us. They wouldn't accept us. Yes, we are a nation of immigrants, but we are not a nation of, we're not a landfill nation to accept the world's trash. Anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to the Crowd Shot Radio Show. Come back next week. Same Crouch channel, same Crouch station. Please like, comment, subscribe. However you're listening to this show, leave a comment, share it, like it, click, smash that like button, please. It helps me out in the long run. Anyways, this has been the Crouch Out Radio Show, and as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.
Help the Crowd Shot Radio Show grow and thrive by doing something you already do. Shop on Amazon. Amazon always has great deals for whatever you are looking for. From survivalists and riot gear to Beanie Babies. Next time you're going to shop at Amazon, use my link. The prices stay the same, but I get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouieB and just shop normally, knowing that you're helping support the Crowd Shot Radio Show. That's tinyurl.com/LouieB.